See, there's no better way to communicate that God is with us than the picture of a baby. And if somebody is with you, it makes such a dramatic difference in your life. A man named George Harley figured that out. That communicating to someone that you're with them makes all the difference in the world. George Harley was a medical missionary that went to the country of Liberia back in 1926. True story. Harley had a twofold strategy. First of all, he wanted to build a medical clinic to help take care of all the health needs in the community of the tribe that he was taking care of. And boy, was that successful. In one particular year in the 1930s, George Harley took care of, in 1 year, 8,000 patients from all sorts of diseases and ailments. What a success it was. His second strategy was to build a chapel so that he could take care of the spiritual needs of the tribe. The thought was that George Harley thought that he could build a rapport and relationship with his clients so that then they could attend the chapel. And then once they attended the chapel, the thought was that he could clearly explain who Jesus was. His strategy failed miserably. In the first 5 years of his time in Liberia, not one person from the tribe came to the chapel to hear about Jesus. That dramatically changed in one moment. George and his wife moved to Liberia, and around the time that they moved to Liberia, they had a child. That boy became about 5 years old. In 1931, 5 years into their time in Liberia, George was looking out of his clinic, and he saw his five-year-old running off in the distance and saw him fall to the ground. He didn't think anything was the matter. The boy stood up again and started to run again. He fell down a second time, and this time he never got up. George went out and quickly diagnosed him with tropical fever, the same thing that he had treated many of the tribesmen for. The boy didn't get better, and he died at 5 years of age. George Harley built a wooden box as a coffin for his son. An elderly man from the tribe said that he'd help him carry the box ultimately to where they'd bury him in the ground, and that together they walked out into the middle of the jungle to bury his son. And at that moment, with the wooden box and the hole in the ground, George completely lost it. Started to sob uncontrollably. Away in the middle of a jungle in Africa, away from any family or friends that could give him hope in the midst of his grief, he sobbed uncontrollably. And the elderly tribesmen looked intently and watched every tear. And after 5 minutes, the elderly tribesman got up and ran into the jungle and cried out these words, "White men, white men, he cries just like us. White man, white man, he cries just like us." The next Sunday, everyone in the village attended church. The chief, every man, every woman, every child. And what made the difference, a true story, what made the difference in that moment was the people realized that George Harley was just like one of them. He cried like them. He was just like them in every way. So often I think we think of God in such high terms that he's way above us, that he can't be reached. Advent is a season of time in which we recognize that God is with us. In John chapter 1, verse 14, it says those words, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." For advanced Bible study, for those who want advanced Bible study material, the word for flesh there is sarx. That word is a down-to-earth word. In fact, Paul in his writings in the New Testament says, don't think in fleshly ways. What it's communicating here is Jesus became one in the flesh with us. The word for dwell there is an interesting word, skenos. It means to tabernacle. What that means actually is that you're living in the same tent as somebody else. Jesus is that, God is that close to us. Eugene Peterson, in his translation of the Message, puts John 1:14 this way. The Word of God became flesh and blood, and God moved into our neighborhood. That's how it says it. God, your neighbor. You know that person that knows all your tendencies? You know that person that knows what time you get up in the morning? That person that knows maybe even some not so good things about you? That's how close God is to us. Except he doesn't count the wrongs or those things that we do so wrong. He doesn't count them against us. He continues to love us. God is your neighbor. What do you do when you miss someone? I mean, you're not sure that they're there next to you. Don't you pull up your phone and look at a picture and that picture all of a sudden warms your heart and you realize they're there with me. This Advent season, God is doing a similar thing. The picture of who Jesus is. He's with you. The baby born in Bethlehem. He's like you and with you. Let's pray about that before we conclude our service. Dear Heavenly Father, as we enter into this Advent season, there's so much clutter in our hearts and lives, and there are so many conflicting pictures of who you are. Lord, remove them. Help us to see the clear picture that you are nothing more than a baby born in a manger to be with us no matter what, no matter how good we're doing, no matter how troubling life is. May Emmanuel be a clear picture for us this Advent. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.